on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Action SA says it's confident its motion to have eThekwini Municipality renamed after the late Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi will receive support from other political parties. The motion was meant to be debated at a council meeting this week, but has been postponed. A new date is yet to be communicated. Action SA's KZN Premier candidate Zwakhele Ncwango says they want their proposal to be put through a public consultation process with the people of eThekwini. He believes Buthelezi deserves this honour as one of the longest-serving AmaZulu traditional prime ministers and for the contribution he made to the country's liberation.
If you look at the work he has done for this province alone, we strongly believe that people of eThekwini must have a voice on whether they want the name of Mangosuthu or not. Executive committee be delegated in ensuring that there is proper public consultation, not just rubber stamping. In that process as well, the steam manager to do the financial physical feasibility, also do costing budgeting.
Human rights organization Operation Bobby Bear says the full force of the law must be applied after the Durban arrest of two suspects linked to the manufacturing and possession of child pornography. The 58 and 62-year-old men were nabbed in Umbila on Tuesday and Wednesday. This brings to 13 the number of suspects rounded up countrywide in this joint operation with the U.S. Homeland Security Department. Police say they seized thousands of images involving young children from the two properties. Two children aged 4 months and 6 years old were removed from the home of the older suspect, while the SPCA also took in a dog and a cat said to have been neglected. Erica Olafier is with the Amanzimtoti-based Operation Bobby Bear that helps sexually abused children. She says she's overwhelmed with anger at the latest development.
I wish we could get these guys to literally see the end result of what they do to children, the trauma, the lifelong suffering that these kids go through because of child pornography and the way that photos are taken of these children, the degrading of these children, the hurt of these children. We get the end result. We get these children, once they've been extorted like this, the very people that are supposed to love and protect literally damage these children for life.
And meteorologists in the U.S. are trying to make sense of what they're calling an extremely rare weather phenomenon. More than 100 tornadoes ravaged parts of Oklahoma and the Great Plains, leaving at least 5 people dead. Warnings were issued on Friday when over 70 twisters barreled through areas in Nebraska and Iowa. The next day, a separate weather system brought 35 tornado reports from northern Texas and Oklahoma to Missouri. One community in Oklahoma was particularly hard hit, with videos and images showing scores of buildings ripped apart. Experts say while the region is known for extreme weather events, having separate major outbreaks one day after another is very rare. A recap of our lead story, Action SA said it's confident its motion to have eThekwini Municipality renamed after the late Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi will receive support from other political parties. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. For now, I'm Natara Nadesan.